So let's start. Someone has a question? Yeah? Hold that a little bit near you. Usually there's a then up, then pass it back to me.
Okay.
I had a question on Namatattva.
Yeah.
I accidentally came across in Harmonist, it was quoted by...
Harmonist.
Yeah, it was quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he says that this is verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, one who chants at least once the holy names, which means Shuddha Nama, then he is considered to be the Kanishtha. One who is chanting Nama Basa, then he is the Bhakta Abasa. And then it's also Bhava Nama and Prema Nama. But my specific question is about this one time Shuddha Nama, that Madhya Madhikari, he chants Shuddha Nama constantly. Yeah. But Kanishtha chants once.
There's a lot of confusion about Nam Tattva and stages and things. And what I've gathered from my teacher and the studying of Shastra is that basically, this is my understanding today, that there's two stages of chanting japa. One is Aparadnam and one is Shuddhanam. This is described in sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's Tika, on the Ajamil story. Bhano Swami translated all those books in English, if you have access. Maybe have it on a computer folio or whatever. So you go to the sixth canto, and I just can't remember what verse it is. But there's even in a verse, in the verse there it talks about Sanket Nam, and it talks about four types of Namabhas, which you refer to this term Namabhas. The word there is Namabhas. And one is Sanket Nam, Hela Nam, Stoba Nam, and Parihasa Nam. There's four types. And they all, and these are, this is not a stage, these are types of chanting done by someone who's not initiated in Nam Bhajan. And all the examples are given there. And in the purport of this verse, in sixth canto Bhagavatam, Bhano's English translation is there, Vishnu is telling, this is his longest purport in the entire Bhagavatam. It's like 20 pages long. Maybe I even have it. But, I couldn't afford them, and so these very tikkas, I discussed. It's very long, and oftentimes the translation not quite correct, accurate, unfortunately. This is 6th canto, chapter 2, verse 14. Sanketyam parihasyam va stovam helanam eva va vaikunta nama grahanam eshagna haram viru. He says, as soon as you chant without offenses, as is said in the purport, it says, Vaikuntha Arohana. Arohana, it means you go up. There's Avaroha and Aroha. Like Avatara means come down, and Avaroha means descent or coming down. So bhakti is a path that we're endeavoring, but we're waiting for the mercy, like Yashoda. She endeavored, but she waited for the mercy to come down from Krishna. So the yoga path is arohapant. It's called arohapant. The path of ascension, of climbing. You know, your asanas, your pranayama, your dhyan, your dhruvana smriti, your samadhi, then your suyuja mukti, or whatever, Brahman realization, asa siddhis, mystic powers. So here he's saying, in the purport he's saying, Vaikuntha arohana, as soon as you chant without offense, then you ascend to Vaikuntha. So that's actually what happened with Ajamil. He chanted without offense. He was supposed to go to hell. The Yamadutas came to take him to hell. He chanted that offense, and all his sins were taken away. How? Why? Because he chanted one of these kind of names, indirect name, Sanketnam, Sanketnam Parihasanam. So these are chanted, because he was, yes, come in. He was not initiated. He was not initiated in the Nambhajan, and he was not a, we're sadhakas. So for sadhakas of Nambhajan, you and I and all of us, we're practicing Nambhajan, then for us there's two stages, Shudanam and Premna, and then there's chanting with offense and Shudanam. This is all, and the Goswami books, they only talk about two stages also. This introduction of three stages is something that was Swagatam, was given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So for many, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the gospel truth and the absolute word, and that's well and good. But there is also a larger viewpoint of Gaudiya viewpoint of the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya. And oftentimes they don't agree with some of the conclusive statements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which some missions hold very dear, and those are the very tenets and foundations of their philosophy, like falling from the spiritual world, and things like this, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduced, Bhaktisiddhanta carried it forward, Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada also spread it, that we fell from Krishna's Leela. But the Goswamis don't say any of this in any of their books. They say we're anadi Krishna Mukh. This is what it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're eternally here. And we can, by mercy of Krishna, we can maybe go there. And then we'll never come back. This is what's told in our Shastra. So, that as far as strictly according to the Shastras, and according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, there are two stages chanting. Aparadnam and Shudanam. And then he just described, because these names, these are people, they're just waking up, they're yawning, hey Govinda. He's just some pious person, or just maybe somebody saw a television show and somebody was, some kid was called Govind. So he says, hey Govind. That's indirect. He's just saying, hey Govind. He saw it on some show where the cartoon character was called Govind. So he gets, that's Namabad, that's some benefit for him. He gets purified. So how purified? This is to the extent that even basically this is a verse about the glorification of the power of the Nam. It's not to indicate that this is a stage that we must pass through, Namabad. This verse, because this whole Bhagavatam from the first canto to the 12th canto is oftentimes speaking about the sadhana, abhyas, the method of practice. You know, in the first canto, it says that anyone who takes the holy name of the Lord, he gets perfection. That's first canto. Then sixth canto, whole story of Ajamil. And last verse in 12th canto says, Harinam Sankirtan. You know, if you perform Harinam Sankirtan, you get everything. That's the last verse. That's how the book signs off. Another, you get everything means you get Vrindavan, you get Madhurya Leela, you get Ras Leela, you get the Siddhadeya, you get everything. Just like Narada Muni got his Siddhadeya in the first canto. And Ajamil finally got his Siddhadeya. And Dhruva got his Siddhadeya. And Gajendra got his Siddhadeya. And the gopis that couldn't go out for the rasa dance, they gave up their body, they got Siddhadeya. And Putana got Siddhadeya. Not only Siddhadeya, but because in Lagva Bhagavatamrita it says the demons that Krishna kills. Only if Vishnu kills a demon, he gets liberated. Maybe Brahma Sayuja. But when Krishna kills a demon, at the time of death, this is very interesting, it says in Lagva Bhagavatamrita, at the time of death, Krishna gives him prem, and when you have prem, you have to have a siddhadeya, because it's personal, Krishna's a person. And when you have prem, you have to do prem seva. So seva means, you know, where's your hands, where's your mouth? It means siddha sarup, spiritual body. So the example is Putana and all the other ones, which you can see, first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse 28, says Paryujamane, that when he gave up his Panchabhautika body, when Narada Muni gave up this material body made of earth, water, fire, ether, then as soon as he gave that up, then Vishnu immediately entered into the spiritual body, Paryujamane, which Vishnu had brought from Vaikuntha and gave to him. So the same thing with the Jamyo, the Chananamabhas, the Just Namabhas. He's not in the Hare Krishna movement. He's not initiated in chanting 16 rounds a day or 4 rounds a day. Minimum usually is 4. Many gurus, they initiate only, they say do minimum 4. Of course, you know, Mahaprabhu said, if you chant a lakh, you get siddhi, you get perfection. That's a fact. If you chant one name purely, you also get perfection. So it's quality, but quantity can also help quality. More nam, more quality. If the attitude is right, if you're not making offenses. Many, you know, ifs. Oh, I'm chanting a lakh a day. You know, I'm chanting a lakh a day. Acha, you're a great devotee. Oh yeah, see, look, I have big Tulsi beads, and I have the Tulsi necklace I have on my wrist. I'm big bhakti. Oh, you're a big bhakti. How can I serve you? So then, big bhakti means big hankar, attitude, karab, and then Krishna's weight, you know, Chino Adapi. You're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're not hearing me. You're chanting Hare Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Radha Raman. And then they say, yes. Oh, you puffed up guy, you puffed up Russian. Oh, listen, I have a message for you. You've been chanting 64 rounds, I have a message for you. Trinada, peace, Trinice, Nada. But we don't hear. We chant 1 lakh, we don't hear, and 2 lakhs. Hey, did you hear about Krishnas from you know, Slovenia? He's chanting 2 lakhs. Wow, Krishnas. Get on your Facebook. You know, Krishnas chanting 2 lakhs. Oh, he's Barabara Bhakti, you know. And everyone's writing letters. Krishnas, how do you do it? You know, to reveal this. Yeah, well, you know, I was like, it's like he's not hearing the message. You know, Trinada peace in each. You know, so generally 4. So he wasn't chanting 4. He wasn't chanting one name a day. But Ante Narayana Smriti, Ante Narayana, Ante the last end, Ant, at the last moment, Narayan, only once. I was in Los Angeles, 1975. Prabhupada just came from Hawaii. He finished translating fifth canto, and he was working on the sixth canto in L.A. And they brought in the manuscripts, and Pradyumna was reading the manuscripts, A4 printout with the verse looking like this, but A4 piece of paper. And he said, okay, you read the verse. And Prabhupada had open in front of him on his asan in the temple, Rukmini Dwarkadish, L.A. He had his Bhagavatam, big yellow pages, big Bhagavatam with 11 commentaries he had there in front. You know, he had 6 canto. Those glasses. And so Pradyumna, he says, and then the agents, the Yamadutas came, the agents of death, and being fearful, Ajamyo called out to his son, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And Prabhupada had his glasses, he had these big black plastic glasses in those days. He went, he ran kind of down his nose a little bit. He looked over. Once. One time. Narayan. What? What is this?
I couldn't
excuse me, Prabhupada. Maybe you heard. I was sitting there. Bhakta, nobody, you know. Now nobody does.
one time
I was Bhakta, nobody. Now nobody does. I made it up in the world. It's a big title, you know, that Das title. You have to earn it, you know.
Prabhupada said, one time is enough. Why three? Correct. One time is enough.
Yeah. So that's the whole point. It's Na Mahima. The Na Mahima, the greatness and grandness and glories of the Nam. But this is not for, this is, it says, this is not us. This is, you know, so Vishnu clearly in his Tika, I don't know, This is. I don't know where the teak is, but it's supposed to be. I don't know if this is really truncated or something. This is supposed to be the. Anyway, this is not. Oh yeah, here it is. Oh yeah, it's here. Yeah, earlier he has it. Maybe it's here. Anyway, in his tika, Vishnu says that as soon as one chants Shudanam. So now, from what our acharyas are telling, there's 2 stages of chanting, Aparadnam and Shudanam. I looked up myself on Folio this concept of Premnam. Like as you mentioned, you said there's Bhavanam, Premnam. We have this kind of sequential, logical, Western calculation, progress, brain, you know. Step one. Follow step one, then step two, and then step three. And then now install the program. Okay. Go back. Okay, now step three. No. So sometimes, you know, transcendence is not linear. It's unidirectional. Linear means like this, unidirectional is everywhere. Like we say, where is Vrindavan? It's there, it's up, it's down, it's everywhere, it's out, it's in. It's a dham, it's a place, it's a realm, a state of being, a state of consciousness, a reality. It's not a planet, you know, floating in space. Oh, there it is, Goloka, you know. Okay, land the ship, okay, you know. Any monkeys down there? Be careful, you don't want to land on any monkeys, you know. They're coming down with a rocket ship. Watch out, there's some monkeys. Okay. And they have some siren, and the monkeys run away. And the spaceship lands in Goloka. Ah! And a little door comes down, and they go down the stairs, and there's dust and Chintamani and Surabhi Kao, and they're taking pictures and send back to NASA, you know. We saw the Surabhi Kaos, and I saw some blue people went by, and some golden people. Some guys were colored green, and some of the guys were colored red. Oh, I thought the Martians were green. Oh, they come in all colors up here. This is Goloka Vrindavan. There's some cowboys are red, and some are green, Haryali, and some are saffron. Wow, it's an amazing place. And that, you know, the news. No, it's not. You can't. It's not like that. So the stages are like this. There's Namaparad. We're chanting with Namaparad. Then we finally stop. And then someone might say, they might say, how come I'm chanting the holy name for so long, so many years or so many lifetimes, and prema is not coming? Because it says that Shudanam leads to prema. There's, you chant. Basically, there's two stages, Aparadnam and Shudanam. And Shudanam becomes more and more pure, just like our bhakti becomes. We have love for God from the beginning. In the beginning, when we get the seed of love from Guru. It's called Bhakti Beach. From Krishna Guru, Bhakti Lata Beach. So that's a small amount of bhakti means bhav and prem. It's all the same. Bhakti, bhav, and prem, it's all the same. So now it has to develop. That's why Lord Chaitanya uses the analogy of a lata, a creeper. Creeper sprouts and then has a leaf and then a flower and then a fruit. So the fruit, of course, is prema, but then the bud is bhava and the leaves are nishta and rati and asakti and all these things. So the person who's chatting, he might say, oh, under? Savalok under. Savalok, Pravesha, and Kulo. Yeah. Unless they have, you know, machine gun or something like that. Then say no thanks. So, someone's chanting and they think, and they're consciously thinking, I'm not, my attitude is correct, I'm rightly situated, I'm very sincere, I'm not making any aparad. But why is it that prema is not coming? Because Shudanam goes to prema. So now Vishnu Chakravarti is explaining. Asana's here. Asana, can you get those asana? Here, so many asana. Asana. The answer is why prema is not coming? Because now this is a very difficult thing. The person is suffering from aparads committed in last life. This is difficult. That becomes a difficult position. Someone's chanting for years and years very sincerely without offenses, but he doesn't feel that no prema is coming, tears aren't coming, he's not trembling, no symptoms above. He's saying, what? And then he may lose hope. Oh, what is this process? It doesn't work. And then Krishna's just testing because he has some prior offenses that were so great that he's still suffering, that great treasure of prema has not yet been being given to him. Prema dan. Golokera prema dan. Harinam Sankirtan. So the Harinam, it attracts Krishna's attention. Harinam attracts Krishna's attention. It attracts Krishna's heart. And Krishna looks and he feels. What do I see? Do I see purity? Do I feel purity? Is this person ready for the Goloka Prema Dan? The Prema Dan. Dan means the treasure, the gift of Prema from my Goloka. Giving the Goloka Prema Dan means giving the heart of Radharani. Ladini Radharani. She's a Ladini. She's Premsrupini Radha. So that great Krishna is the treasury and Radharani is the treasure. Like a rich man, what makes him rich? It's just because he has hands? No, because he has a hole in the wall. And you open the hole in the wall and there's ruby necklaces and diamond necklaces and big, big bricks of gold. You know, and in there is maybe $50 zillion worth of jewels and wealth. So that those gems and that those gold bricks and that man, that's what makes that man wealthy. So that's his treasury, the Don. So Krishna's wealth is Radha. His treasure is Radha, Radha's love. So he's singing, okay, I've given my holy name. He's with me. I'm with him. He's chanting Hare Krishna. But he wants me to give him Radha. He wants me to give him my Radha, my Premsarupini. Not yet. Not right now. Keep chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting. And then you're counting like this with beads and time, Kalapurush, personified time, is counting your lifetimes like Japamala. And we pull down one counter bead. Okay, one round done. One round closer to Krishna. So we've spent a whole life doing bhakti, then Kalapurush, on your time frame to prema, your time frame to prema, your counter beads to prema, Kalapurush pulls down one tulsi bead of a lifetime. Okay, very good. You did one lifetime chanting Shudanam. And then, oh, okay. 16 and 20. It's a long way. So this is what I understand from our Mahajans, Gaudiya Mahajan Acharyas. Slightly different view from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So a person is initiated, he's chanting Hare Krishna, and because of his prior practices in last life and his sincerity, he may be very pure in his attitude, very sincere in his practice, and actually chanting Shuddha Nam. Beginning, now when is, because you were talking about stages of bhakti also in your question. You're talking about different stages of nam which you thought existed, which don't exist. As I mentioned earlier, I looked up Prem Nam on a folio and I didn't find anywhere in any Goswami books. The Narottam Das Thakur, Baladeva Vidibhushan, six Goswamis, Puranas, Chaitanya Charitamrita, this concept of Prem Nam. Only in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I found like 30 entries about Prem Nam Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya about Prem Nam Sankirtan. But the Prem Nam is a stage of chanting japa, which you seem to indicate. Oh, you know, you chant Nama Bas, then you chant Shuddha Nam, and then you chant Baba Nam and Prem Nam. It's nowhere. Everyone has a computer, folio. You won't find this term anywhere in any commentaries or tikkas by our acharyas or in our shastras describing a stage of Harinam. They say there's two stages, Aparadnam and Shudanam. Now, we're in a stage of Anartha Nidriti, or beginning, if we're in that stage, and we're making Aparad. And eventually, and part of those Aparads are Vaishnava Aparad, and Dham Aparad, and Seva Aparad, and Nam Aparad. So by chance, we're somehow can avoid all the aparads, then we chant Shuddha Nam. When we chant Shuddha Nam, it begins the platform of Nishta. Because Nishta means is the next stage after Anartha. So you can't be on a stage of Anartha Nivarti and chanting Shuddha Nam, because aparads are anarthas. You follow? If you're making Nama Parad, which is an anartha, then you're in Anartha Nivarti. So now you're on the platform Nishtha, you're chanting Shuddha Nam. Now, if you keep chanting Shuddha Nam, that Shuddha Nam will take you through Shuddha Nam at the stage of Nishtha, Shuddha Nam at the stage of Ruchi, Shuddha Nam at the stage of Asakti, Shuddha Nam at the stage of Bhava, and Shuddha Nam at the stage of Prema. There's a stage of Bhakti, Ado Shuddha Tata Sura Sangha Bhajana Kriya, and the stage is Prema. So now you're a Premi Bhakti, and you're also chanting Shuddha Nam, but you're having Lila Darshan. You're entering there and you're serving near Siddhadeya, Manjari Sarup, and long periods of time in Samadhi, Bhav Samadhi. So that's Shuddha Nam at the stage of Prem. This is what I've received from the Goswami teachings and from my own gurus. So I understand it like this.